So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where we give you daily 8-minute inspirational conversations. And my guest today is just amazing. I mean, I know I say that a lot. I'm sure I say that a lot, but I mean, this one really, she is transformational. I can just spend like 10 minutes with her, and my entire life just kind of basically will never be the same. So Jennifer Lamkins is an author. She owns and operates Transcendence in Greenville, Wisconsin. She's a practicing empowerment coach, facilitator for Access Consciousness Bars. She's a hypnotherapist, a Reiki master, a massage therapist. She has a beautiful child. And welcome, Jennifer.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Erica. Nice to talk to you.
I know. It's like we've been having so much fun. Let's get on the show and have more fun with everyone.
Right on. Who else wants to play?
Yeah. So tell me about a time when basically things were so sucky that you just knew they had to change. What was something that was like an aha? And then what happened after that? What were some of the things you changed when you, after that moment?
Oh gosh. You know, I'll pick one, cause I've had three pretty obstinately massive sucky moments, but each time, honestly, each time, like it's just been such a huge window and invitation for growth that they've all become just massive blessings. So I'll pick when my daughter was diagnosed, because that was a big wake up call. My daughter got sick with diabetes back in 2011, and talk about really exponentializing your desire to change. Is, you know, if you have children, you really want the best for them. And when you have a wake up call like that, you just shift gears. At least I did. It was a huge invitation for me to shift gears and to ask for more of what my capacities were, so that I could just soar into something else for her. So that really set me in motion to move my life into a direction of just massive change. And it's been a great ride since. So
that is so amazing. I know that when we look at watching someone close to us go through a life-changing experience, it can, I know for me, when my mom passed away, I was 2003, and I sat there and I looked at my career, and I was like, you know, she was only 63, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, do I love what I'm doing? Is this what I want to be doing? Is this what I want to do every day?
Every day has got to be special. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a position that was sort of like a golden coffin. Like I could have been there forever. Like they could have kept me forever. It was a beautiful position. So since that time, and you've had all these changes, what can you tell the people who are starting their own business right now? You're doing a successful coaching business. What can you tell my new entrepreneur listeners of how they can kind of get going and get started and get into action?
Well, you know, I think that my best pieces of advice have been to really believe in yourself and exude where you know your business is going to be in the future and bring it to the present moment, because that's the direction that you're taking your business. So launch it from there. Launch it from the space in the future that you know it's the greatest success, and start from that point. Don't get caught up in the linear reality of it's got to be a struggle and it's got to start small. Start at your greatness and jump from there. And Galenius Hughes said something recently that just was a beautiful, beautiful gift, I think, to anyone who caught her Facebook message. And it was, you know, don't be afraid to be regretful or even embarrassed about something you were just writing down or had launched 3 months ago. Because who cares if you grew so much in 3 months that you could look back and be embarrassed because your growth had extended to a point where that was just ridiculous, then wow, how much value did you just exude yourself into? How much expansion and wealth and knowledge and how much more have you learned to share with your clients from that space if you can be something you did 3 months ago?
So I love it. And I love this whole thing, like operating like it's already there. Like operating like it's already done. And even though, like, I get this, when you said that, I just still went, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And we just can't get stuck in linear reality. It's just too confining.
Well, you know, again, another great quote from Gary Douglas, in fact, who is the founder of Access. He always said that if you get caught in a point of view, your point of view is the only limitation that holds you back. So if you are feeling stuck, if you're feeling afraid, if you're feeling wounded, if you're feeling like you're not good enough from the spot that you're in this moment in time, it's just a point of view you bought. So you can just release yourself of that point of view. You don't have to hold on to it. You know, anywhere that you feel like you're stuck, just let it go. So I just have, you know, I have my own point of view is that why keep points of views that are keeping you limited? Why not just jump forward? And, you know, if you get a little dirty along the way, that's okay, because you're always going to be available for the people who can meet you where you're at. That's still going to be huge pearls of wisdom for them to get them and their momentum to continue to move forward on their journey. So everywhere awesome. There's blessings.
So yeah. If you'd like to get with Jennifer and change your life and change your points of view and start accelerating your self-help, creative, beautiful business, go ahead and find her. You can find her. Her name is Jennifer Lamkins, Lamkins. And tell us where we can find you. What's a URL or...
You can find me at jenspresence.com or jenniferlampkins.com or transcendencemindbodysoul.com, or you can look for me on Facebook.
Awesome. Thanks for coming. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.